Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to this week's English khutbah, and the topic is, O Allah, bless us in what you have given us. Alhamdulillah, all praise is due to Allah for all the blessings and bounties He has given us and for the tremendous goodness He has bestowed upon us. O Allah, I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except You, the uniquely one, who has no partners in his oneness. And I testify that our Sayyid, Sayyidina Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is the slave of Allah and his messenger. So, O Allah, send your peace and blessings upon him and upon his family, his companions, and whomsoever follows him in guidance until the last day. Amma ba'd, to continue. I advise you, slaves of Allah and myself, with the taqwa of Allah, for verily Allah says, إِنَّ الْمُتَّقِينَ فِي مَقَامٍ أَمِينٍ فِي جَنَّاتٍ وَعُيُونٍ Indeed, the righteous will be in a secure place, within gardens and springs. أَيُّهَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ O believers. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed upon the earth His manifest blessings, and He prolongs them through His grace. For Allah says, وَبَارَكَ فِيهَا وَقَدَّرَ فِيهَا أَقْوَاتَهَا And He blessed it, i.e. the earth, and determined therein its creatures' sustenance. The word Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used for this manifest nature of blessing is baraka. Allah says, وَبَارَكَ فِيهَا And this word, baraka, has been defined as the affirmation, the ithbat, of khair, of goodness, in something, in a manner by which the blessings of that goodness is maintained and increases in its benefit. So we find that this is something that most of us can sense for ourselves. For if we reflect on the blessings of afia, of well-being, of having sound health, and the blessings of having children, then we will see that these blessings are maintained by the pure fadl, by the pure bounty and grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they are often accompanied and coupled with many other manifest blessings. Blessing of having wealth, the blessing of having sustenance, the blessings of having ultimately existence itself. And in this manner, we find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is constantly taking care of our needs, and He is providing for us in a way that is sufficient and brings contentment to our souls. So the issue of barakah is really a tremendous matter. And for this reason, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has orientated His prophets towards asking for such barakah. An example would be the Prophet Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam, who the Quran notes as saying, or being told to say, وَقُلْ رَبِّي أَنزِلْنِي مُنزَلًا مُبَارَكًا وَأَنتَ خَيْرُ الْمُنزِنِينَ And say, My Lord, let me land at a blessed landing place, and You are the best to accommodate. Similarly, we find our Master Sayyidina Isa, or Jesus, the son of Mary, peace and blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be upon him. We find that he enumerates or mentions the number of blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has conferred upon him. And he mentions them and glorifies Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And amongst these blessings, he mentions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made him blessed, made him a person of barakah, made him mubarak, wheresoever he is. So the Quran notes him saying, وَجَعَلَنِي مُبَارَكًا أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُ And he made me blessed wherever I am. In other words, the Prophet Jesus, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, alayhi salatu wa sallam, asked to be or mentioned that he was made someone who was of barakah, and who was someone who was of benefit to the people wheresoever he was, wheresoever he was directed. And likewise, we find that from the supplications of our Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that he would say, وَبَارِكْ لَنَا فِي مَا أَعْطَيْتَ, and confer blessings or barakah upon us in everything you have bestowed upon us. So brothers and sisters, the question is, how do we attain unto this barakah in our lives? From the greatest of means through which we can attain unto barakah is that we commence our days themselves with devotion and worship, and that we engage ourselves in the performance of prayer, the recitation of the Quran, and that we reflect on its meanings, so that our entire days will be blessed and full of barakah. For the Quran itself is a book of barakah. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, كِتَابٌ أَنزَلْنَاهُ إِلَيْكَ مُبَارَكٌ لِيَدَّبَّرُوا آيَاتِهِ. This is a blessed book which we reveal to you, that they might reflect upon its verses. Amongst these beautiful things that we should reflect upon in the Quran is the Surah Baqarah itself. For this is a surah itself which is full of barakah. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, اقرأوا سورة البقرة فإن أخذها بركة. He said, recite Surah Baqarah, for using it produces blessings. So if we can join these numerous deeds of barakah with these acts of barakah, with these recitations of barakah, then we can find that if we were to do this in the early hours, then we've attained unto what the Prophet ﷺ asked for his ummah, when he said, Allahumma barik li ummati fi bukuriha. He said, oh Allah, bless my nation in the early mornings. In other words, what they do in the early mornings. So as some of the spiritual adepts have said, من أشرقت بدايته أشرقت نهايته. He whose beginnings or his beginnings are illuminated will find his endings illuminated. And so we want to start our days in a nature of illumination. And this itself is from the nature of barakah, because barakah increases when we initiate something from a position of sincerity. And this is why in all of our dealings, whether they be our dealings of everyday life or even our dealings of commerce or trade, is that when we conduct it, if we intend sincerity and intend good, then we can hope for barakah. That's why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said about two people conducting trade, he said, in sadaqa wa bayyana بُورِكَ لَهُمَا فِي بَيْعِهِمَا. He said, if both the parties in a business transaction are truthful to one another and they make everything clear to one another, then they will be blessed in their transaction. Brothers and sisters, for someone who is content with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is one of the signs of barakah, that one is content with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and content with Allah's gifts and His graces that have come to us in our lives. And so whilst we take the means, if we are people of rida, people of contentment with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then this itself will be a means for the barakah in those things to come to us. And this is why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, man radiya bima qasama Allahu azza wa jallahu barakallahu lahu fihi wa wassa'ahu. Someone who is content with whatever Allah has destined for them, then Allah will give them barakah in that thing and expand it or make it even better in whatever it is that it provides. Hence the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to us, he said, whoever wishes, man zarrahu an yumudda lahu fi umrihi wa yubarak lahu fi rizqihi fal yabarra walidayhi wal yasil rahima. He said, whosoever wishes to have their lifespan extended and to attain unto barakah in their sustenance, then let them show kindness and filial piety to their parents and let them uphold their ties of kinship. In other words, this barakah shows its effects in our relationships. And so we start with our homes, by being kind to our parents, by being gentle to our children, by building this nature of love and affection between the spouses. And all of these things are means by which barakah comes into our lives. And so one of the real things we can do to bring about barakah is, in a very real sense, in the deeper sense of what it means to spread salam or to say salam, is this act of giving salam as soon as we enter our homes. Hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَإِذَا دَخَلْتُمْ بُيُوتًا فَسَلِّمُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِكُمْ تَحِيَّةً مِّنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ مُبَارَكَةً طَيِّبًا. But when you enter your homes, then give greetings of peace upon each other. A greeting from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, blessed, full of barakah and goodness. Literally, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us here to give greetings of peace, this is a means by which barakah comes into our homes. Not just a literal, just a kind of a way of just saying salams, but really meaning this with our hearts. Likewise, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, إِذَا دَخَلْتَ عَلَىٰ أَهْلِكَ فَسَلِّمْ يَكُنْ بَرَكَةً عَلَيْكَ وَعَلَىٰ أَهْلِ بَيْتِكَ. He said, when you enter your house, then give peace to your family. Literally, give salams, but give peace. Be a person who's spreading peace. So this will be a blessing for you and for your family. And brothers and sisters, this we can come to see through these ahadith, that the greater goal of this beautiful religion, which is the spreading of peace, and this itself being a means for the barakah or the grace to arrive in our lives, whereby we benefit from the gifts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether they be material gifts or they be the gifts of relationships that we have in our lives with the families that we have, with the individuals that we have, that we find that through the barakah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he places in our relationships, that this nature of mutual love and concern for each other increases. And this manifests in a connection of hearts. So we find families becoming connected strongly to one another in mutual love, and entire communities being built on this rahmah and this mawadda and this love for one another. And one of the simple things that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, this can be expressed in, is just in the way we gather to eat together. That's why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, اجتمعوا على طعامكم واذكروا اسم الله عليه يبارك لكم فيه. He said, if you gather together at your food and mention Allah's name, and you will be blessed therein. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he connect us and gather us in this goodness, that he make us people of barakah, that he bless us with barakah in all of our affairs of our lives and in our relationships, and he make us blessed wheresoever we are. I say this and I seek forgiveness for myself and for you. So seek his forgiveness. Indeed, he's the most forgiving and the most merciful. And with that comes to an end this week's khutbah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This khutbah was brought to you by Idha'atul Quran, Abu Dhabi.